The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
I'm already laughing at this. I found an article in the New York Post, and it's about, it's by a doctor who's trying to help people with healthier movements, you know, and more frequent movements. And they call him the gut whisperer because he's so intelligent about such things. Now, he's talking about, or she, maybe, I'm not sure, is talking about, no, I'm sorry, the belly whisperer is what this person is. Talking about how, when you're constipated, to get things to come out, you okay. know. And there are a lot of different things, you know, breathing and, you know, mm-hmm. like you're giving birth or whatever, that kind of thing. Mm. But this is the part that stands out to me. And I'm going to try this, even though I have no problems in this area. And Riggins, I know you'll probably do this as well because okay. you find poop things funny.
Yeah, I love it.
This one doctor said pretending to blow bubbles or blow out a candle is one way to help with that. Or making an elongated moo that sounds like a horny cow should do the trick.
Oh, my God. Goodness.
So, a horny cow.
I don't know what you could have just said a cow.
Right.
Because the thought of an adult sitting on the toilet mooing like a cow is hilarious to me.
Moo. It's just so
disturbing.
Yeah.
That is disturbing.
Especially when you add horny into it.
Yeah, what's the horny thing?
Yeah, like how do you know when a cow's horny?
Whoa.
Imagine you're just at somebody's house and yeah. they go to the bathroom and the next thing you hear, they're in there mooing like a cow. I would think we don't need to be friends anymore.
Yeah, no. You can't do that here
don't
anymore.
Don't moo in my house.
Yeah.
Moo and poo.
Oh, gosh.
Don't moo poo in my house.
And that's supposed to help you go?
Yeah. Loosens up the... you know, the belly and all of that, I guess. I don't
it's
know.
It's weird.
Do you remember those, what were they called? Squatty potties or mm-hmm. things that you, like a stool that you put in front of the toilet for your legs?
I have some friends that swear by that.
Really?
Swear by it.
Mm-hmm.
Helps you lose weight and blah, blah, blah. I don't
know. But, I mean, did they have a, they bought them or they have a homemade version?
They bought them.
It seemed like it would be easy to make one at home.
It's just something to put your feet up on, right?
Yeah. Yeah. From what I know, I've never really looked it up, but they swear by squatty potties.
But you've never asked them to show you how it works?
No. No.
Do you mind?
They are super in shape and that's kind of their lifestyle, you know, yeah. crazy workouts.
Are they liberals?
I don't know that. Probably.
And is she... Are they from the South?
Originally, now they do not live in the South.
Okay.
Yep. So it's questionable.
Does your brother know them?
No.
Okay. I was going to say, just ask your brother. He'd know whether they're liberals or not.
Yeah. Oh, he would know if I sent him a picture.
Well, if you got a picture of him, I can tell you if I'm looking at
okay.
him.
Yeah, I got a picture.
I mean, because I already am suspecting that, you know, people, a couple that goes around talking about poop health.
Right.
Is probably into, you know, that kind of holistic kind of talk about stuff. Nothing's embarrassing about the body kind of thing, mm-hmm. which are liberals.
I think she lives in Seattle now. So.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. I know people that get that squatty potty rave about. That's like one of the mm-hmm. groups that they talk because we knew we worked with a guy that had one and he talked about it a lot.
Wait, on the here?
He worked here, but he didn't say it on the radio. He was just bringing it up that he uses one and, you know, the benefits of it.
But can y'all imagine your parents sitting around with their friends and talking about pooping mm-hmm. when you were a kid with their
never
their couple friends and saying, well, you know what's really helped me? I mean, unless there's, you know, some sort of a medical issue and they're talking about colon cancer or something like that. Mm-hmm. But they wouldn't have been just sitting around talking about, you know what helps me take a good shit?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's this thing called a squatty potty. And, you know, whatever. My parents would have never been talking about such things.
Never. Yeah. And if you heard them, you'd be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
What is wrong with these
people? Can I talk to you about taking a dump real quick?
It's almost like people think it's cool now.
Yeah.
You know.
It's because people have no shame. Mm-hmm. The decorum of the United States is terrible. Terrible. But then again, who am I to talk? I just brought it up.
Well.
You believe they're talking about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think I would talk about it with, I don't know, people who aren't really, really close to me. You know, I don't think Jody and I would have a couple come over that we just met and then start talking about pooping.
You know what? I love the squatty potty. I don't even like saying the word squatty potty.
See, I don't like saying the word potty.
Yeah, yeah.
That's such a feminine sounding word.
Yeah.
And I really don't like saying it to an animal.
Gotta go potty.
Well, I was going to say, and it's a childlike. Because I'll be like, do you need to go potty to my 2-year-old?
Right.
You know, it's not something I want to say.
But when you say it to a dog, I know it's a training word, but I'm such a literalist. Like that word doesn't apply because they're not using a pot.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They're using the earth.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I was guilty of that. They go potty and they would immediately squat.
Yeah, so it was, you know, our dog trainer told us to use that word when we had a dog.
I tell Ryan to go take a shit.
Right. Go take a shit.
It's a bro's house.
Yeah.
It's all boys here, dude.
Bros for life.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. I mean, he's an adult, so.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, he's fine. He's not going to get offended by anything.
He's an adult.
Go potty. Hey, y'all need to go potty? You hear some really tough Southern guy say, hey, y'all need to go potty before we get in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So weird.
When my nephew was potty training, I was staying at my brother's house one time, and I was like, where is, and I gave his name, and they were like, oh, he's over there. He's in the curtains. Like, he had wrapped himself up in the drapes. I was like, what is he doing? They were like, oh, he's pooping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what is that about? And they're like, yeah, he gets like, I don't know.
Yeah.
There was something about like tucking away or something, but I was like, he's in the drapes. Like, it's weird.
So Delilah would go under the dining room table and just sit there and squat. I'm like, well, she's ready. Like, she just doesn't want to do it.
If they know that it's something that is private and all of that.
Is that what it is? They're looking for privacy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It means they're ready to potty train. They just are stubborn ass kids.
Okay.
Or wait, that was just my situation.
Did I tell you when I was at your house the other day that when I went to the restroom, I used the kids training potty?
Listen, I was wondering who used that because I'm like, Brooks doesn't really use it quite yet. And there's something floating in there. I'm kidding.
Oh. What is this? What is the training
potty?
It's just,
like just a little
tiny, tiny little, sits by the regular toilet.
It sits next to the regular.
Yeah.
You should, in my opinion, you shouldn't train your kids to do, because the problem with using that is that you have to clean it out.
Yeah.
And it's disgusting. Just sit them on the regular toilet.
Yeah.
But sometimes they're scared that they're going to fall in. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
It's disgusting, though.
That's why I did. I was scared I was going to fall into the big one. But, I mean, it was in the half bath right by the front door area. So I just figured that that's why they had it there for guests.
Yeah.
Tiny guests.
Be our guest. It's a tiny potty.
And I couldn't ask which one to use because I don't think she and Jody took a breath the entire time we were there and stopped talking.
Yapping.
My jaw hurt when y'all left. That's how much we talked.
I'm like, good Lord, why are we here? I forgot why we were here. You know?
I thought y'all were just coming to hang.
Obviously. Jody can make that trip without me.
Yeah. That's true.
I could have been asleep. Taking a nap.
But you did get some good soup.
Oh, yeah.
I did. That trip.
Soup?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the French onion soup. Oh, not at my house, but on the way home.
Yeah. That was French onion soup day.
Was that soup good?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
Mm-hmm.
Love French onion
soup. I do, too.
But if you go to get it, you get all excited when you order it at a place when they have it on the menu and it comes out and it's not good. You're like,
Big disappointment. Yeah.
Like if it's just got regular store-bought box croutons floating in it.
Oh, no.
Not cool.
No. Mm-mm. No. But you know how many onions it takes to make a pot of French onion soup?
No.
It's a lot.
Is it?
Really?
Yeah. And, you know, you slice them thinly and all that, but it's It's something that I would have never, ever eaten as a kid. And yeah, it
sounds
it.
Disgusting. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Who wants onion soup as a kid? No never. One. Right. But it is so good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the place you go, obviously, is really good because they sell out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That would make me more mad than it coming out gross because yeah, like, I go there for it.
But yeah, we knew to call, though.
But, right.
Before we went all the way down there to, and then gotten upset about it.
I don't think I've ever been in a restaurant where they were out of whatever I wanted. I don't think I've ever had that experience.
Is it a smaller? It's not a chain or anything, right?
No, it's just like a right. It's a local little restaurant.
Yeah,
you know, Chili's is having that problem because those mozzarella sticks are so popular on TikTok. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everyone's doing the cheese bowl. They run out of those mozzarella sticks at like every Chili's location
those
all the time.
Do not
now.
Look good to me.
Really?
They're dripping all
oh,
over
yeah,
the place.
I mean, crazy. They're thick.
I mean, the yeah. cheese looks good, but it's the sauce on the outside. It gets up. Yeah. You've seen the
yeah.
video.
Yeah, that's they do that to be messy and all that. No, just like, it's just, it turns me off of it.
Same.
And they're holding it, you know, 5 feet, you know, 3 feet above their head, and it's all just, it's like you're in public. Like
I'm about to choke yeah. on that. Like,
I eat mozzarella sticks, you know, the way they traditionally have them in Italy. With ranch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like a real
common Italian yeah, way.
I don't dip it in the marinara. I dip it in ranch. Lindsay, you know that you know the story of Jody's sister had gone out to eat with her parents and her dad was eating a mozzarella stick and got choked on it?
No.
And I mean, he was in bad shape at the table and Jody's sister told him to go to the bathroom. He was embarrassing her.
Yeah.
Like so bad, like he wasn't even coughing or anything. He was, and you know, they say if you're not making any noise, it's, you know, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
So much so he had to reach into his mouth and pull the thing out of his throat.
No way.
Because it got stringy and it wouldn't go down.
That's why I'm terrified yeah. of mozzarella sticks. Just and she for the kids. I mean,
oh, she's yeah,
gonna,
yeah, yeah.
She's going to tell her dad, you're embarrassing me. Go to the bathroom.
I can't yeah. believe that.
Yeah. We would have reacted the same way. Like, get it together.
Oh my Please God. Don't. I would have been doing the Heimlich. I'd terrified of choking.
Her sister was 40, though, at the time. She yeah. wasn't a teenager being embarrassed. Yeah. You would have done the same.
100%.
You're like, yeah, me too.
Yeah, absolutely. When I hear this story, Rob chokes a lot. Like, he's choked on a ton of food.
Oh, God.
And if he kept doing it after a while, I'd be like, all right, I'm not. You get it together.
Yeah.
I can't be an EMT throughout the dinner.
Yeah.
What did he do? Did he pass out? And yeah. then just went right back to eating whenever he came to.
Oh my God. Yeah, stop it.
A couple of times. Like in the same yeah. meal.
You know,
right?
Yeah.
You know what he needs? Those, I have them for the kids. The mask and you pull it and it pops, sucks whatever. About. He needs that for yeah. the adult
yeah, he's,
version.
He said he chokes like 10 times a year.
That's crazy. You should not be choked. Does he need to get that checked, his airway?
He needs it stretched, yeah.
Somebody did
I offered to do it for him, but he wouldn't. Oh, hang on.
Oh, God.
More extra funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Well, it may just be TJ and Lindsay before the end of this because Riggins is sound like he on the verge of having to run to the restroom.
I can't stop laughing.
Because Lindsay gave us knockoff Slim Jims today.
Yeah.
Under the guise that they're just like the real thing.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Real Slim Jims don't make me shit myself.
Yeah. They don't.
His stomach is rolling and waving so loudly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad.
I bet they can hear it next door.
I know. It's been real bad.
Well, I'm laughing because mine did that before yours did that. Nobody heard it. But, and I don't have to go to the bathroom. It just made a noise and I'm thinking, oh Lord, that fake knockoff Slim Jim.
Yeah. Who would have thought knockoff Slim Jims and 8 cups of coffee would make you shit your pants before noon.
And then whatever kind of pretzels those are.
And I'm drinking an energy drink. So it's just like a lot of
chemicals.
Yeah.
I got a lot of Red Dye 40 in me. It's going to make me shit myself.
I love Red Dye 40 too. I love it.
So good.
Is that the name of a band yet?
I don't know.
Should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let's wrap this up.
I didn't even think about that. A knockoff Slim Jim.
They're good,
they
though.
They are good.
I just...
Yeah, good and terrible.
I think any Slim Jim, period, knockoff or otherwise, is going to give you the shits. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, isn't that what it's for? Isn't it a natural laxative?
I think so.
Yeah. Or all the grease in it.
I think I might take Slim Jims and figure out a way to incorporate them into recipes, like yeah. Slim Jim and grits. Like chop them up, throw them, you know, heat them, you kind of put a little brown edge on them, throw them in some grits.
I think it would be fantastic. Mm-hmm. Or do I just really love Slim Jim?
Oh my God, I may do a Slim Jim pizza when I get home.
Mm.
Tasty treat.
Be like a little white trash.
Yeah.
I bet you could scrape out, you know, get that casing off of them and scrape the what's supposed to be meat out of the middle of them and use that for some, like a spread of some sort.
What is it?
Well, who knows? Who cares? It tastes good.
I don't know. I don't like to.
You think once it comes out of the casing, then you shouldn't have it?
Yeah, no. I'm not getting whatever's out of there. And the casing, actually, when you think about it, is gross too. The whole thing, but it's delicious.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. I think it'd probably take a ton of it to make a decent amount of what you could use as a pate of some sort. Yeah. Slim Jim pate.
Especially the minis I'm bringing in.
Yeah,
you have to open. You know, they make those extra large ones that are big and round and long. You could scrape out a few of those and make a Slim Jim pate out of that.
Yeah, spray it on a crostini.
Oh God, we're making it sound classy.
Oh my God, I shouldn't even be saying that for the public to hear because somebody's going to steal that idea, it go viral.
Probably.
Damn.
I'm sure. Yeah, like Slim Jim burnt ends, you know, letting mm-hmm. them smoke and saucing them up. But I bet people have done it.
I don't blame
them. Taking it out of the casing would be next level.
What about a cheesy Slim Jim crawfish dip?
Cheesy Slim Jim crawfish.
Like you just dice it up really finely and mm-hmm. just put it in the crawfish dip.
I've still never had crawfish. Really? Still. And that was our mission, right? To get me to back when I was
back
on the show.
In the day.
Yeah.
Did you never go to that crawfish boil thing?
Never.
Really?
Oh.
Never. And why not?
I don't know. Did we?
I don't think that's accurate. You were not. You didn't. Don't
didn't
I
go
remember
to Birmingham?
One of those tall cocktails with the, you know, the hurricane cocktails that's in that long, tall glass. You didn't have one of those walking around. I don't remember that.
It was an event that they used to have at when we were on the radio in Birmingham, and it was called the Crawfish Boil, where they bring these big trailers full of crawfish cookers and all from Baton Rouge and make a whole festival out of it with a bunch of bands back to back for 2 or 3 days.
Mm-mm.
And it was huge.
The only times I went to Birmingham, there was just a concert type thing. And then one time we were at a restaurant bar type thing and the Gamecocks were, everyone had the shirts on and we were at a bar.
Hmm. That wasn't Columbia?
Oh, that was Columbia. Sorry. Oh, yeah, right. Duh.
Because there's no way I would have been anywhere wearing an Alabama shirt. Or back then, I don't think I'd have worn a Gamecocks thing.
Wait, was that Columbia? Yeah, it was Columbia. Gamecocks. Okay, I'm thinking mm-hmm. of... Okay, then what was the other Birmingham thing? I didn't do anything for a few days, that's for sure.
But you didn't... You never went to any type of outdoor festival thing?
The only outdoor festival was in Greenville.
Yeah. The Triangle Beach Music Festival.
Right.
That was a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure I had one of those drinks somewhere.
Yeah, maybe I'm making that up. But yeah, I thought you were there.
But... Yeah, were you going to eat? Was the goal for you to eat any type of crawfish or just boiled crawfish, like the whole thing where you split the tail and peel it and all of that?
I think it was, to try one.
Because
I'm not opposed to trying it. I've just never, been around.
Oh my God, what if you're allergic to it? What if we got you one and you just immediately swolled up,
burst out?
I do have an EpiPen, but I don't think I would. What could I eat shrimp and be allergic to that? Or is that the same type?
No, you would be fine.
Okay.
Because crawfish is a freshwater thing. It's not a saltwater seafood.
Gotcha.
Kind of thing.
Well, let's work on that.
Okay.
Yeah, TJ, do it.
They look scary, but I would still try it. And I probably love it.
Yeah, a whole crawfish for crawfish boil and stuff like that it's only in season for the spring. So if you're still around the spring, maybe, which...
Doubtful. I already got demoted once.
I know. And your husband's going to demote you even more if you keep using that HOV expensive lane.
I know. Yeah. I did yesterday. He doesn't know. It's just, it's going downhill quick.
She was like, I love this lane. It's for me.
It's for me.
It's just for me.
Yeah.
Jody told me the other day, Lindsay said it takes her 2 hours to get home from work sometimes. I said, she's a damn liar. It would take 2 hours.
A couple days it has taken me close to that.
Yep. With how many stops at boutiques and stuff along the way?
Well, it was the only 2 days I didn't use the rich people lane.
Yeah.
So that's why I just take it.
Oh, you still use it every day other than
not every day. Like if there's accidents, which it's pretty much.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
Every day is an accident.
Every day. I mean, there's I pass at least 3 or 4. People can't drive on this interstate.
Yeah.
So yeah, a lot.
So has another bill come in yet?
Not yet.
See?
Not yet.
What are you going to do?
I'm hoping it comes around Christmas and I can just be like, this is just what I want for Christmas. Because I told him, I said, don't get me anything. Yeah. Like I've already prepped.
Sure. You've laid the foundation for getting this covered.
Just in case it's like 500 again.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. He'll be like, this is what you want? Yeah, just take care of that. Thank you.
Wow.
Because I'm about to be crazy. Just working for free. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
But it's fun. You know, it's all in fun.
Yeah. It's the funnest. Yeah.
When he gets mad and he's looking at that bill, she just, I'm just kidding.
It's a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love she plays dumb. She goes, I don't know what this is.
Yeah. The first time it came in, I was like, what is this? He's like, and you know, it's line item. And he's like, well, I don't drive to exit 33. I'm like, where's exit 33?
Where am I?
I know good and damn well where exit 33.
Somebody hacked us.
Oh, no.
Somebody stole my car.
They stole my license plate, if nothing else.
Yeah. Well,
Kyle, we need to get the bottom of that.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.